Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Here we are in the second full week of a brand new year. A new year many people have been waiting desperately for, as 2020 brought more than its share of unhappy challenges. Of course, at least some of those challenges are still with us. Simply moving into 2021 didn't make them all miraculously disappear. But it's safe to say hundreds of millions of people are looking for things to be better in this new year. Is there any way to make sure they are? The Bible depicts God saying, "I make all things new." Wow. That suggests we can look to God and find what's new, helpful, and progressive. But how exactly can we experience and participate in all this newness? Can we really have new views of health, finances, relationships, government, politics, business? In fact, new views of all things? Can those new views become our new reality? The Bible says the answer is yes, but getting there might not be quite as simple as just hanging up a new calendar. Considering what we've been through in 2020, though, no doubt lots of people are willing to expend a little effort to see all things made new, to have renewed health, renewed finances, renewed relationships. That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week. How we can experience and participate in all that newness God provides. May we all find this saying of God to be true. "I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Amen.